Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
How you doing, Avril?
Good.
What's going on?
Not much. We just woke up.
Is that how the day pretty much rolls for you guys now? Wake up, get to a radio station, play in front of a mall, then go home.
Usually we don't have to get up this early.
We're still sleeping.
Yeah.
But yeah, we usually get up and do a bunch of radio stations, and we play the new single, Don't Tell Me, acoustically, and do a bunch of interviews, and then go to the mall, and then go to the next city and do it again.
Are there some days where you wake up and you have no idea what city you're in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really like it here in Cleveland. It's great.
Who's this? This is Evan?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's
up? How you doing, Evan?
I'm good.
Good. Thanks for coming in, man. You tired also?
Oh, but never been better.
Now, how long have you guys been playing together?
How long? 2.5 years or 3 years?
Yeah, right after she finished her first record. Yeah.
So the rest of the band gets to stay home and sleep in and chill out, but you're the one recruited to go work really hard.
Yeah,
how
but I love
work?
It. I love it. It's
fun. I was telling these guys earlier this morning that even starting at 6 o'clock, I mean, you're only like, what, 19 years old?
Yeah.
And I was like intimidated you coming into the studio this morning because, like, you never know what's right and what's wrong on the internet, but we're getting like all sorts of like different reports of you like being in interviews and snapping and pulling posters off a wall.
I've never done that.
Like, I just got a report this morning, seriously, that you were in Boston last week and somebody asked you about that Hillary Duff thing and you got off on Hillary Duff and then you pulled down a poster of yourself in the studio and started screaming how much you hate it.
Wow. See how people can really manipulate a situation.
Oh my God, that's so
those are
did
two
not
different
happen.
Things.
Okay. Can I ask you about each one of them individually?
Well, actually, I went to a radio station. They had this horrible photo up of me, and I'm like, oh, don't have that up there. And he's like, tear it down, rip it up. And I'm like, okay. So I did. But it wasn't like I was throwing a temper tantrum.
You weren't in some fit of rage.
He told me to do it.
Oh, he
so
did.
Then he tries to make me sound like I had a fit or something.
Right.
Okay, whatever. See what people do?
Okay, so he asked you to tear it down, and then by the time
he set her up,
and then by the time it gets to us, is you had a raging like bitch fit and tore it down.
Yeah, I'm psycho.
Okay.
No.
And the Hillary.
I love how people just try to make you like sound like one way. Like it's so annoying. But anyway, yeah, he told me he's like rip it down. So I did because it was a really ugly picture, and I don't want people staring at it.
Sure. Okay. And he asked you to do it.
Yeah. And that's probably why he asked me to do it, so that he could talk about it like that. Anyway, Hillary Duff, I'm over it.
Yeah, the rumor has been, I never heard the interview, but again, you can only, I mean, you really got to take what you read on the internet with a grain of salt. But the rumor is that at one point or another, Hillary Duff says something like, you need to appreciate your fans more after you complained that they were dressing the way you
were. There was a quote that I didn't even say, and it was something like, I didn't like people dressing like me, and I didn't even say that. And they asked her opinion on it. She said that. And then I said she needs to shut her mouth because she's a giddy giddy and a mommy's girl, and it's not her place to talk about me, or I'll have to shut her mouth for her.
Oh, yeah.
And she wants to start saying, stuff about me, I'm going to start saying stuff about her.
Okay, so we know Avril was not misquoted.
You're right. Now, have you guys ever hung out with each other, even been at the same shows or concerts? Have you ever even met Hillary Duff?
No.
That blows me away because we hear a lot about like rock stars and in her case pop star that they get into these like disputes, you know, like there was all this stuff with like Kelly Osbourne and like, you know, Christina Aguilera, and I just wonder, is it all fabricated? Like what
stuff with Kelly and Christina getting in that fight? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
that's true because Kelly told me about that. That's true.
That is true, but it seems like that, you know, it just seems like. It's a little bit fabricated so that there's like, you know, buzz or talk about you guys.
Yeah. Based on these two examples, do you get to the point where you read about the stuff people write about you or do you just not pay attention to it?
No, I never read it. I mean, sometimes like especially you never ever go on the internet and look, see what people are saying. And I've heard before, bringing up the whole like having a fit or whatever, I've heard before that some guy said he was doing an interview with me and I spit on him and I walked out. I was like, I never did that.
Oh, no. That's the one. I've already put that up on the internet.
Oh, that was you.
I just predicted you were going to spit on me before the end of it.
That means before you leave, you have to spit on Bert.
That's right.
And storm out of here as you leave.
It would be an honor to be spat on by you. Are you finding it like, I mean, because stories like this, we just heard about the manipulation that happened in Boston.
Yeah.
Does it really make you kind of distrust?
Oh, totally. That's why a lot of times in interviews, I'm very like, I hold myself back because you want to watch what you say because people can take what you say and make it sound like you meant it in a completely different way than you did. And also, I don't like giving people too much information sometimes because, I don't know. You just have to be careful. I mean, I've shared so much of myself with the world, and it's like after a certain point, you don't want to talk about certain things.
Here's kind of how I feel about it, too, because we have kind of an open show, and I kind of feel like if I tell you guys about the ugly parts of my personality, you're not allowed to rip on me for it. And I kind of feel like when I expose those ugly sides and I get all these ugly emails from people going, I can't believe that you said that you didn't really love your kid for the first couple of weeks he was born. I feel like if I say that, you're not allowed to rip on me for it.
Sure.
You kind of feel the same way?
Something really bad.
Yeah. Like?
I can't think of anything right now. But
has she ever said something in an interview where you're just like, oh, God, I wish she hadn't said that. This is going to turn out ugly.
Probably a couple times.
Nothing really bad, though. Just every once in a while, you know. if an interviewer pushes her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes she'll
give it back.
Corner you.
Right.
And then you're just like, fine.
I'll give you what you want, finally. When was the first time that you kind of felt like that media distrust?
Well, when I first came out, I was like, Britney Spears dresses like a showgirl, blah, 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 blah. I think this and this and this. And then it was everywhere.
The anti-Britney
And then
war.
I was like, from the beginning on, from there on, I was like, the anti-Britney, so.
Because I learned that one right away. Didn't they call you that in the beginning? Like, you were the anti-Britney.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, someone asked me what I thought about her, and I just, like, said I wasn't holding back. I was like, I think she dresses like and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I didn't know that, like, you kind of got to watch what you say.
That's a tough lesson to learn.
I was, like, 17, and it was one of my first interviews, and it was everywhere. My parents were like, why did you say that? Because I cursed in it, so.
Avril Lavigne on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, Avril, I have heard and read different things about you working with a local Atlanta guy on this latest album, Butch Walker.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience.
Butch is awesome. He's a really good friend of mine and Evan's, actually.
He's the man.
And Evan and I wrote this song, Don't Tell Me, like a couple years ago, before Complicated was even out. And, I don't know, Butch was on my label, and we worked with the same A&R guy, and so we had him produce it. And he did an awesome job. He's, like, an amazing producer. He can really take, like, a song and just, like, really build it really well and stuff. And then, and then just recently, a few months ago, when I was finishing up my record, I was like, God, I should probably call Butch up and, like, work with him again. I just loved working with him. And we wrote some songs together, and he produced them. And I think my second single is probably going to be called My Happy Ending. And that's a song that Butch and I wrote together, and he produced. And he's awesome. Nice.
Did you guys work together here in Atlanta, or was it in L.A.?
No, in L.A. and in New York.
Sticking with the writing of the songs thing, do you write more songs on this album than you did the last one?
Well, I co-wrote on every song last album. This album, I had a co-writer with me.
Okay.
For every song as well.
Again, I got to go back to the internet, and now you got me all sketched out about what's real and what's not. The rumor is that you didn't let the record company hear any of the songs before you hit the studio.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Okay.
I think, you know, when it came time for me to start working on the second record, I was just like, okay, I don't want people making a big deal of this. I don't want to feel any pressure. So I said to my manager, I was just like, I want to go and write my songs and record them, and I don't want to be like finishing songs and giving them to the label right away. So I decided to just like write my songs and recorded them, and then when they were like pretty much done, then I gave a good chunk of a pile of songs to them to listen to.
Would you say, in looking back both years, you know, when you were 17, were you a little naive to some of the outside stuff that would go along with the music industry? Like, I remember talking to you last time, and you said that, you know, I'm just not so hip on doing these interviews yet. and like, has that turned around for you a little bit? Or you can tell us. You were honest last time. I mean, you said you hate doing these things.
I have a better understanding now as to why I have to do them all the time. And I really, you know, want my music out there. So, I mean, interviews and stuff like that are important. And photo shoots, because you get to talk about your music and promote it. And, like, hopefully, you know, get fans and stuff. And people like your music. So, I mean, I have a better attitude towards it now.
As I'm watching you talk about it, though, it's pretty evident to tell that you would just rather just do the music, go in the studio, just leave me alone.
I mean, yeah, I just thought it would kind of be like, oh, writing songs and recording them and then going on stage and performing and being in a tour bus, but there's so much more. Like, yeah.
No,
like, your days are full. Like, I'm just always looking. I'm not complaining. I mean, mm-mm. This is great. I mean, this, you know, it's all good and stuff, and I mean, it's work, and but everyone has to, you know, work, so.
But it's so much more than just doing music and getting on stage and stuff like that.
Like, my whole day consists of interviews and phoners and stuff before our 6-song set at the end of the day.
Right. We're on stage for 20 minutes and doing other stuff the rest.
Do you kind of feel like the music gets lost sometimes because you're out promoting it so much and you're not doing really what you would love to do?
Well, during the day, I'm kind of like, oh, this is long and stuff. But then at the end of the day, when we finally get to perform, I'm like, hey, it was totally worth it. I mean, that's how come, like, there's so many people, you know, that show up to the shows is because, you know, we're on air, we're promoting it, the radio stations are helping out. And so, I mean, it's, you work to get what you want and that, you know, do all this so that we can be up on stage in front of a bunch of people and so that they've heard about us.
Is that where you're most comfortable, on stage, or are you more comfortable in a studio, or are you comfortable in a room writing songs?
I'm pretty comfortable with all that.
The name of the new CD is Under My Skin, correct?
Yes.
You guys going to give us a sample of something that's on that?
Yes.
Let's hear it. This is Avril Lavigne on All the Hits, Q100.
Guess it wasn't enough to take up some of my love. Guys are so hard to trust. Well, did I not tell you that I'm not like that girl, the one who gives it all away? Did you think that I was gonna give it up to you this time? Did you think that kick your
you a lot, but I'm really upset. I'm really upset. So get out of my head and get off of my bed. Yeah, that's what I said. Well, did I not tell you that I'm not like that girl, the one who throws it all away? Did you think that I was gonna give it up to you? Did you think that it was something I was gonna do and cry? Don't try to tell me what to do, and don't try to tell me what to say. You're better off that way. And this guilt trip that you put me on won't mess me up. I've done no wrong. Any thoughts of you and me have gone away. Did you think that I was gonna give it up to you this time? Did you think that it was something I was gonna do and cry?
Awesome. Nice. Now, Avril Lavigne, I am a pretty good judge of talent, and I think that with your voice, I really think that you could win the next American Idol competition. Avril, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Sure do appreciate it.
The Burt Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Mikey, and this episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It is the holiday season and the best time of year for sports, bowl games, basketball matchups, playoff pushes. It's all happening at once. And while you and I are out here making decisions every day, what gifts to buy, what to eat, which game to watch, there's one place where it feels good to be right. Prize Picks. Dude, Prize Picks is available right here in Georgia. I downloaded the app and I've been playing ever since. I've been picking more Ja'Marr Chase every week and he hasn't let me down since they traded for Joe Flacco. Make sure to check if Prize Picks is available in your state today. It probably is. They're available in 45 states. Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. Join millions of users and sign up for America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code BERTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code BERTSHOW to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
We can do one of a couple of things. All right. We could do Let's Be Honest. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Do we have the questions
right
ready?
Here.
Oh. We have a whole bunch of questions in a pot.
That is
exactly what it
a terracotta
is.
Pot.
Yeah.
A flower pot.
And they were all written by all of us anonymously.
Right.
And we've promised to answer honestly. We can do that.
It's really more of an aqueduct.
I was just
She's trying to use another word. That was four. See,
SAT word. Yeah, we could do a ask us anything. Nah. We could do a combination of both.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ask us anything, let's be honest.
Yeah, where you guys call us up and you ask us anything. Could be personal questions. Mm-hmm. Could be questions about the show. Could be questions about anything. Anything at all.
Can we limit it, though, to only one question from Melissa? Because we only have to hear about her being gay once.
Because whenever we do it, everybody calls up and wants to ask questions about Melissa's sexuality.
When we're off air, Jeff, you ask me things all the time. But when we're on here, you're going to act like you don't want to talk to me? Fine, whatever. We know you. I know you.
All right, so we'll do a combination of both. Let's be honest and ask us anything. So, again, it could be any question at all, show-related, personal questions, and we have to answer absolutely honestly.
This is a great question, too. Okay. Kata, if you could have lost your virginity to someone you have met since you have lost your virginity, who would it be?
Good question.
Oh,
wow. Well, I mean,
it can't be a celebrity either because it's someone she has met.
Somebody I met.
Well, she met Pink.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. Okay, Pink. There's a honest answer. She'd be rough and yeah.
I like it like that, do you?
A little bit. Hey. Pink.
That's your answer.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Hold on a sec.
Because yeah, I'd have to before Pink. That's nobody. What I want to know. Come on.
Nobody.
Ready? This is for Jeff. Do you still have a picture of an ex? Who is it, and where do you keep the photo?
There you go.
In his mind when he fantasizes.
We found that out a couple weeks ago. What were the repercussions of that conversation, by the way?
Still feeling them. I'll let you know when they're all done. I do have a picture, and the only reason I know it is because it's sitting in our like attic area.
Who is it?
Right on top. Her name's Tina. I went to Syracuse with her. And it's a picture of me, and I was a sophomore in college, and I looked like I was all of 13. And I think Jessica actually found it and took it out because I look so young. That's it. That's the only one I know.
So it's in the attic.
Yeah, there's none like hitting like I don't hit. I did have topless pictures of a girlfriend.
You did?
Yep.
While you've been married to Jessica or dating Jessica?
While I was living dating Jessica. Jessica has seen them.
She's seen them?
Yep.
And burned them?
Nah, they're gone now. One of us threw them out.
Yeah, one of us.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have a question about the Valentine's thing with Jeff.
Yeah,
bring it.
Were you guys really upset with him, or was it because all these listeners were calling and they were all upset and you guys wanted to like play it cool and like, oh, Jeff, you were really wrong? Because I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
All right,
and I thought you guys kind of overreacted a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, Jen Hobby could probably answer that question if I was mad or not.
Yes.
Okay.
He was furious because it was probably since I had joined the Burt Show, probably the most uncomfortable moment in the studio off the air that I've ever experienced. I mean, the microphones normally turn off and all of us are yapping it up and laughing and chatting, and some of the best conversations in this room go on when we're off the air. But at that moment, when that argument stopped and Burt said, "I'm done," and he hit the button, you could hear a pin drop in this room. It was cut the air with a knife. It was thick in here. It really scared me. And then Melissa and I run out of here, and I run to her office, and I'm like, oh, my God, what are we breaking up? What's going on?
Because I heard you guys fighting, and I'm in my car, and I felt like I was in a room with my parents fighting. I was like, oh, my God, are they getting divorced? What's going on? I know.
And then I walk by the boss's office down the hall, and they are behind closed doors. But see, in our office, like, the walls are with glass, so you can see inside the walls even when the doors are shut. So I saw Bert and Jeff and Dylan, all three, standing up and shouting and moving their arms in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a pretty ugly 24
hours.
You guys
are a little harsh on Jeff. And, Jeff, I want you to keep it up because it was hilarious.
I just want to address that I think in any other week, any other situation, we probably would not have reacted as severely as we did. I think it was just the timing, too, because it was the last thing we did right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and we could launch back into that. I'd rather not relive it. Hey, Chris, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Yeah, hey, listen, years ago I went with a guy who said he was in radio, and I was wondering, he said that when you become a DJ, you change your name for your on-air personality. Is that true or false?
Not for us in this room.
That's your name?
Yeah.
I think it depends on what your original name is. I think that in the case...
Well, my real name's AJ Stardust.
It used to be more of an old school radio thing where everybody was changing their name. Like, I've worked with a guy whose real name was Harvey Fisher, and he named it to Jack Diamond. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There used to be a lot of Sonny Foxes. It's more of an old school thing, I think.
But I think also, though, it depends on your original name. If it's a really complicated name, that when I first got the job at our sister station and it was discussed, one of the things that was said was that my name was easy to say, so we can just keep it with Melissa Carter, which is my real name, where there are other DJs that I know that their names are just like really long and, you know, really complicated. And it just is for, I think now if someone changes their name, it's for just to make it easy on the ear for the listener.
Right, the simplicity of it all.
Right, exactly.
I have heard though that Steve McCoy has stolen Phil Tirana's real name.
No.
Yeah, he has stolen our stunt guy, Phil Tirana's name, and has been using it around town.
You know, I think also they changed their name for anonymity a little bit, too, because I still go by Jen Hobby, and that's my maiden name. And my married name is what I use in the rest of my life. But on the air,
and
I just...
And you can't find out her real married name by going to SisterHazel.com. So don't even think of buying a Sister Hazel album and looking at Ryan's last name, because it's not going to be the same as Jen's last name.
It's not that. It just was easier because I started the show as Jen Hobby, so, and it's easy to remember. So that's... anyway.
I've drawn a let's be honest question.
Mm-hmm.
This one's for Sonny Fox, a.k.a. Bert.
Okay, bring it on. It's 10 o'clock.
Bert, what do you do in the privacy of your own home that you would never, ever do in front of us for fear of eternal ridicule?
I got this one last time.
Yep. And I think, what was yours? Yours was...
We're not going to relive it. Zip it.
I don't even remember you getting this question.
Good.
Jen was scrutinizing her face for blackheads for hours on end and expunging them with great
No, it wasn't blackheads.
What was it then?
We're not reliving mine, but it wasn't blackheads.
Come on, Bert. You gotta shave somewhere. Or...
Oh, yeah. I've brought that up before. Yeah, I shave. Sure. I trim.
What else?
My twigs and berries.
That is a funny mental picture, I gotta tell you.
My slap and tickles?
that's true.
But that's not, I mean, we've talked about this.
Yeah, I think that's something you need to do.
I mean, you dance around with a hairbrush to old-time rock and roll. put your stuff in between your legs to look like a woman. What goes on?
Oh, I've done that, but not recently.
You do the eyeball thing where you try to catch one eye looking at the other in the mirror?
I told you guys I've done that. There's just not a lot that I don't tell you guys about. There's not a lot that really embarrasses me.
Photoshop pictures of yourself.
No, I don't even know how to use it. Why do you do that?
No.
Liar!
Do you eat on the toilet?
No. Good God.
What'd you say? Do I eat on the toilet?
Like taking a plate of manicotti.
Do you bite your toenails?
Oh, God.
Do you guys do these things?
No. That's gross.
I bet you eat on the toilet, Dollar. I can see you in there with some KFC.
Me biting my toenails. Right. Can you dunk?
Okay. This is a good one for Jeff, but I have to figure out how to say...
I'm glad you thought of the underwear thing now so we didn't get a phone call at like 1 a.m.
Well, these questions are difficult because I'm sitting here, who would I lose my virginity to? Who would love... You know, and that was 15 minutes ago.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, for $2 million, would you engage, give, or receive below the border, isn't that what you called it earlier, with a man?
No.
If not, what's your price?
Wait, what was the question? Was it give or receive, or was it a combination of both?
You could pick one or the other.
Oh, that could have been phrased so much better.
Okay, you phrase it.
Okay.
You phrase it.
I'm offering you $1 million and you got to take one. Would you go south of the border on a guy, or would you have him go on you?
if it was like gun to your head, he had to.
Yeah,
obviously he would take care of me.
Sure,
sure. I got one for Jen.
In theory,
this one
does
says
it have to be only for $1 million. Yeah, this do a lot for a lot less.
$1 million.
The way this one was phrased, though, Bert, it says, "If not, what's your price?"
There's no price.
No price.
No.
$10 million. $22 billion. You would never have to work another day in your life. Your children's children's children children's children wouldn't have to work ever.
Well, that much. All right, money. Well, let's ask you the question. Like, if you...
Oh, hell yeah.
A peso is all it takes. My friend Chris and I have had this conversation.
It'd have to be a lot of money, but hell yeah,
it would have to be either A, a lot of money, or four whole margaritas.
No, that's not true at all, because I'm totally not... I'm totally unattracted
Bert,
to women.
How much you got?
I think I don't border on the...
I got 25.
I don't border on the gay-ish, you know, like the girls that think it's cool to, like, right. pretend like they're lesbian. I'm not into that at all. But for, you know, for enough money that would take care of me, my kids, their kids, and their kids, and their kids.
My friend Chris says, any guy that answers no, not there's no amount of money that I would ever take is a liar. Because he thinks every guy has his price to do something like that. And he only brought that up because I answered the same way you did. I said, there is no amount of money, not for $1 trillion, no, no. I mean, and he said, if bull. Any man is being honest for $1 million, you would do that to another dude.
No. Not for a million.
If we got up to it, like, into hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
And it depends on the guy, too, because there's a lot of guys.
Crash,
Crash would never happen. But
there's some
very clean, like, you know, guys that you can imagine smell good everywhere. And then there's Crash, and you, like, that's like wet peanut butter smell. So, and how about this one? If you were to call Sue Johansson, what question would you ask?
We know the answer.
That was it.
Because you know what you just said. You want to answer honestly, so.
Let's be honest.
Go ahead, let's answer honestly.
I ask her about the back door. Hit the button, quick.
The Burt Show.
All right, spring break mom, Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
I'm all right.
All right, now we said that there has to be a compelling reason for us basically to entrap your daughter or your son down a spring break.
Right.
Yes.
Evidence.
And evidence.
I think I have some.
Okay.
We're talking about a daughter. We're talking about a son.
We're talking about my daughter, Carrie.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's been doing okay in school. She's been doing pretty well in school.
What school she go to?
She goes to West Georgia. It's her first year.
Okay.
And her hardest part has been money management.
Mm-hmm.
She's really not been doing so well with keeping up with her money and her finances. And I've jumped in a couple of times to rescue her. And she feels bad about it, and I felt bad about her feeling bad, and I told her, all right, for break, you can take a little trip. Nothing wild, nothing expensive, you're not going to Mexico. But so she said she was going to go to Charlotte and hang out at a friend's house.
Charlotte, North Carolina?
That's right.
That's the spring break capital of the Carolinas.
I think that's where MTV set up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No.
So she just said she was going to her friend's house, and they had a pool, and her friends from high school would be there, and so she would meet all of them, and that was what she was going to do. And I gave her a couple $100s, and I gave her my credit card for an emergency and said, you know, have a good week. And she left on Friday, and that was the end of that. And I was paying my bills this weekend and saw a charge on my credit card that she has for $90 coming out of Fort Lauderdale.
Mm.
And
that's not in the Outer Banks.
Outer Banks.
The crude at someone's pool in North Carolina.
You know what? I think it's a stolen credit card number. You should call up and dispute that charge.
That's right.
And you know what? I mean, you know, are there other ones on there from Charlotte?
There are no charges from Charlotte. There is one charge from Fort Lauderdale.
Just out of curiosity, where was it charged?
Yeah.
Like, where? What was it, like, Lulu's Bait Shack?
No, it was a Holiday Inn.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The crowd moaned despairingly.
Well, maybe. Well, no, never mind. I'm not going to try to come up with excuses and save her anymore.
There's no way.
She was getting out of a bad situation and putting herself in safety by charging.
Yeah, by going to Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale.
Because that's Charlotte boy. Woo!
Carrie. I'm trying for Carrie.
Wow.
I'm sure she will come up with something equally as crafty.
Is she good with directions?
She's a smart girl.
That $90 should have gone to a map so that she could find out exactly where Charlotte is.
Have you tried calling her on her cell since you got this charge?
No, because I just saw the charge. I honestly don't even want to talk. I barely even want to know. I want to know because it's my money and because she promised me and because she broke her promise to me, and I want to know what she's doing.
Well, it also, but, I mean, in the same vein that we did this last week, it almost becomes a safety issue also. You should at least know where your kid is, you know?
Well, yeah. But also in the same vein as Louise's call last week, that she said that she just wanted to make sure her daughter was safe, and that was it, and she didn't want to know anything. We want to make sure, Ann, that you're not going to go too far with this. Because my concern with this is entrapping Carrie for her to talk about spring break stuff. Because she's going to be bragging about stuff because, you know, we're calling the radio saying, so, you know, oh, yeah, I'm West Georgia freshman.
Right, right.
And I don't want this to ruin your relationship with her, you know? Because, I mean, this is not, I mean, she's on spring break.
I know that she needs room to have her own life and to grow up and all of that. And I agree with that. Absolutely. 100%. But there has to be a trust between us, too. And it, if she wants to be independent and she wants her own life, then, you know, number one, she can stop taking money from me all the time.
Well, here's why I disagree just a little bit with Melissa on this one. And it's a little different for me than it was last time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you were sure to tell your daughter that, look, I want to send you somewhere safe and I don't want you doing any crazy partying or anything like that. So if you're just going to go to Charlotte, then it's not a big deal. So what she's done is she's lied and gone down to Fort Lauderdale.
Well,
so
I agree
if she
with
were
that.
To find out all the crazy things that's going on down in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm just wondering how far we take the conversation is my concern. I do believe we should call, and I do believe she broke your trust and she, in North Carolina and Florida. Kind of, but, I'm just wondering, like, just know what you want. Like, you know, what exactly is it you want to find out, and then we'll do it.
I want to know where she is.
Because, Anne, you kind of seem like the mom that's like, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Like, you'd rather just have, you know, the vision of Carrie in your mind, like the way you have her. And if she's doing bad things, like, okay, you know she's going to grow up. You just don't want to know about it.
Well, you know, she's out of my sight when she's at school. And so I have to trust her and know that she's going to make the right decisions. And I'd like to be able to trust her when she's on vacation too. And you know, this vacation was a reward. It was a gift for me to her to say, I know this has been a tough year for you, and I don't want this one little mistake to ruin everything, but I need to know where she is, and I need to know that
at minimum,
if she gets herself in trouble, she can call me.
I mean, you sound like you have a healthy way to approach parenting. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm concerned about taking the conversation too far, though. It's like if Anne hears more and more and gets angrier and angrier, then, you know, that's where I'm coming from.
Where do you want us to go with this? If you just want to find out where she is, then we can do that and we'll somehow get out of the conversation quickly. Do you want to know some of the stuff that she's got her hands into, or you just want to know where she is?
Ew.
Well, first and foremost, I want to know where she is. And I also want her... I'd like some information on how she thought she was going to get away with it.
Well, that's the thing, is I'm thinking she might not be thinking that you, like, she used the credit card, which is your credit card, so she knows you're going to see it, right?
Yeah.
She probably just wasn't planning on you seeing it for a couple of weeks, not thinking that you do any internet banking or anything like that, you know, because you're old and stuff and you're probably not good at the internet.
Right.
So my thought is that she is going to tell you on her own time. You screwed up because you found out at the wrong time.
Yeah, it's your fault. Hold on once. Never mind. Okay, so we'll call her for you, but I just don't have a real good sense of what you want to find out yet. Like, I mean, I can't ask her how she thought she was going to get away with it, because she's probably only going to say, look, I'm in blank. And then at that point, I guess we just...
All we can do is say, so, how's it going on spring break? Yeah. And find out about what she's doing, you know? Like, we can't be like, so, did your parents let you go to Fort Lauderdale? Yeah. That'd just be too suspicious.
We have no idea that she's supposed to be somewhere else.
I guess maybe find out who she's with.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, now, Anne, you got to make this promise again that you won't say anything when we call. I'm gonna call up. We're going to be a radio station. We got her phone number from a friend that knew she was going to be down in spring break, and we're just trying to get a sense of what it's like where she is, and then we'll ask her where she is.
I won't say anything.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
On the air.
Oh, I'm so
anyway.
Nervous.
I promise.
Okay.
Go to a happy place.
What's your name again? Carrie?
Mm-hmm. Carrie.
We have to call beforehand and let her know she's going to be on the radio. It's kind of an FCC thing. Although nobody else in the market's paying attention to that.
Hi, may I speak with Carrie, please? To see if they will come on the radio with us just to talk about spring break and stuff. And today we're highlighting the West Georgia Braves. Woohoo, go Braves. Can we talk to you on the air?
He said woohoo.
Did I wake you up? Okay, hold on.
He said woohoo.
I was talking about the Braves.
Ready?
Oh, she right here.
Hi, Carrie?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Bert and Jen and Melissa and Jeff, and we're on the radio now at All the Hits Q100.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. We got your phone number from somebody else that goes to West Georgia. And we were all just kind of reminiscing here.
Yeah.
Just what it was like for us at spring break. And she gave us your number. And we're just kind of trying to see if things are still the same at spring break as they were when we were going to school.
Oh, okay.
All right, so,
it sounds like the raspy voice is the same when you wake up first thing in the morning.
Yeah. I woke up.
Late night, I'm guessing?
Well, kind of, yeah. I'm tired.
Well, where are you? What?
I'm in Charlotte.
You're in Charlotte. So you're partying in Charlotte?
Yeah, Charlotte. I'm at a friend's house right now.
Now, that's not a big spring break party spot. So how'd you pick Charlotte?
No, well, I have a friend that is from here, and we're at her parents' house because she said I could come and we could hang out and kind of have, you know, a fun time, a mellow time, and I could meet her friends from high school and stuff like that.
So you guys just been hanging out in Charlotte?
Yeah.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
It's a nice area.
It's really, it's not the kind of, you know, the sense that we wanted to get from spring break that we were kind of hoping to make comparison
on. Yeah, like the traffic in the streets and the, you know, that all the, you know, bars and stuff and the hanging out and that kind of thing on the beach.
No, I mean, her parents, they have a pool, mm-hmm. so it's kind of nice. And then, like yesterday, we were over at one of her other friend's house, and like, he has a really cool pool and hot tub and stuff, so.
So your other friends at West Georgia, where did everybody end up going? Did they go to Panama City, or where did most people from West Georgia go on spring break?
Oh my gosh, I'm not sure. I know a bunch of people went down south, like went to, I don't know, Florida. I think some people went to Mexico too.
Mm-hmm.
How's your weather in Charlotte, man?
it's okay. It's been a little rainy. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Kind of rainy?
Yeah.
And cold?
Not too bad. Not too cold.
Mm-hmm. What part of Charlotte does she live in?
Like, she's like on the east part of Charlotte.
Oh, East Charlotte.
East Charlotte.
East side, what's up?
Go East Charlotte.
Party!
And you guys haven't gone out at all? Gone to any clubs? Done nothing?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, we went out to dinner. Like last night, we went out to dinner to this cool place, and we were there kind of late, and then we came back and watched a movie.
What place? Where did you go eat?
I don't know. Some random place downtown that she has gone to before.
You don't remember the name of it?
No.
Nah.
I don't. It was cool. Like it was a burger joint. You know, like there were burgers. We had buffalo wings, which were really good.
Did you drove to Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
I always forget, like, what is that? They have, like a beltway that's halfway built around Charlotte like we have here. Do you remember the number of that belt? Is it, like, 485? Is it, like, 285? Because if you're going on the east side of Charlotte, I know at one point you had to take it.
Yeah. I don't know, really, because I called my friend. She had, you know, she was like, you know, call my parents' house and stuff, and they'll kind of direct me. So I was kind of, I didn't have anything written out, you know.
So you were on the road, but you don't remember what highway it was. That's cool.
Hey, we got it. We're going to make some phone calls. We're doing a couple of, you know, checking in with a lot of people doing the spring break thing.
Okay.
And after we call you, we're going to call down to Florida. We're going to talk to some people staying at a Holiday Inn in Fort Lauderdale. And I was wondering, you know, what I should ask them or what we might find, you know, like any idea of.
Oh, like what they're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess you want to know what to ask them.
Sure. Like what should
because like Bert said, it's been a while since we've been on spring break.
Oh,
and
okay.
Charlotte's not really the town where, you know.
Oh, okay. It's not really.
No offense to Charlotte.
Especially East Charlotte. We go.
I won't tell my friend you said that. No.
Hey, can we talk to her?
Well, she's sleeping. She's upstairs.
How far is Charlotte?
I don't want to wake her up.
Because I'm trying to get where Charlotte exactly, because I'm not from North Carolina. Is that anywhere near the beach, or is that in this? Where is Charlotte?
It's you have like access to the beach and stuff. You know, I mean, like we'd have to drive. It's not like we're on the beach.
All right. You know what we're gonna end up trying to do is end up somebody, you know, calling somebody that's like in a hotter spring break spot, so we can get a better beat on what's going on. Like maybe, I don't know, we'll call somebody in Fort Lauderdale or in Daytona or something like that. So sorry, we woke you up.
Okay, that's all right. I hope we get.
What's the local number where you're at right now? Because if we can't get a hold of anybody else, we're going to follow up with you. The number at your friend's house.
Oh, Well, you could just call me on my cell phone.
Well, if your battery dies or you know, somehow we lose you, what number?
Oh, like,
what's your friend's number?
You can call me on my cell phone again, because like I don't want, you know, it's her parents' house, and I don't want to wake people up.
All right.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, we got the cell number, so we'll be back in touch.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
Bye bye now. See
bye.
You.
Bye.
Okay.
That's her over there.
Okay. Hey, Ann.
Yeah.
Yeah, your daughter's not in Charlotte.
No. No, but you know she's smarter than I gave her credit for. Right. She knows
somebody called her.
Somebody has told somebody her had something. To give her
heads
yeah.
up. It gave her the heads up.
Morning, all the hits, Q100.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki.
I was going to say, she's so busted because my husband's from Davidson, which is right outside of Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
She said that she took 85 north and got on 77, which goes straight through Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
And she said she wasn't too far from the beach. But
Charlotte is far from the beach. 4 hours from the beach, isn't it?
I love how she said we have access to the beach from Charlotte.
No, yeah. Okay. It's 4 hours from the beach. My husband's family's got a beach house.
Not even close.
Yeah.
She's so busted.
Yeah, and then, you know, she couldn't think of the name of the restaurant they went to, but it was a burger joint. I mean, you know how, too generic.
Hey, Ann, I'm sorry we didn't get her to say the exact words, but at least you got a pretty good beat on this. You know she's not in Charlotte.
Right, and I think we made her nervous enough. I wouldn't be surprised if she called.
Well, you know how when you get busted or somebody says something you don't like and you get that little chill that goes all the way down your back and the nausea sets in? I think when Jeff said Holiday Inn in Fort Lauderdale, that happened to Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was doing that dry heaving thing a dog normally does right before it's about to puke.
Right.
I think I'll hear from her.
I bet one of her friends called her before we got on or something like that and tipped her off.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right, good luck with that conversation.
Thanks for trying, guys.
Okay, Ann.
At least she's safe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sounds like she's safe.
She's safe and healthy.
That's true.
See you later.
Bye.
Quite the hobby thing to say.
I know. What? I was channeling
Jen
there.
Did you just channel me or something?
She's safe and she's
safe and happy
healthy.
And healthy. Everything's great.
She wasn't even close. Nowhere near close to Charlotte.
The Burt Show.
Trying to take care of yourself can feel impossible. Between work, holidays, life, where are we supposed to fit in the whole weight loss plan, right? That's where Hers can come into the picture. With Hers, you can get connected to a real medical provider who actually listens and helps you figure out what's right for you. And if you're prescribed weight loss medication, it comes with a full doctor-developed program with check-ins, dosage adjustments, 24/7 online support with no hidden fees, no memberships, and none of the confusing stuff. They have affordable oral medication kits and GLP-1 injectables, and the oral kit started at just $69 a month with the 10-month plan paid up front. It all feels really doable. So if you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. Whether you want to lose weight, grow thicker, fuller hair, or find relief for anxiety, Hers has you covered. Visit forhers.com/Burt to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded drug products are not approved or evaluated for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for full details, important safety information, and restrictions. Actual price depends on product and plan purchased.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yesterday, yes, we did do a spring break sting operation, and yeah, it got pretty ugly, and they normally do, and we stopped doing them this year.
Yeah, because we just felt like it was entrapment for the kid, because, you know, here's a kid going to spring.
We got some morals.
Spring break, and, you know, and they're having a good time, and we just felt like if, you know, a parent finds out everything the kid's doing, that it's just not fair to the kid, and then does the parent really want to know, and all that stuff.
But we got over all that. And normally what we do is the parent wants us to call down to their kid down at spring break, and they want to listen to everything, the whole conversation go on. And then we used to bait them into, like, conversations about the thong contest they were in or the wet T-shirt contests or whatever. And then the mom would confront the daughter, and it just ruined their spring break. So we're like, no, we're not going to do it anymore.
Right.
But this year we got a whole bunch of calls, and it seemed like some of the spring break things that we could do, like, were legitimate. Like,
well, there was one, like the first one we decided to, the reason we resurrected it was because there was a girl who had told her mother she was going to one place with a group of friends, and then the mother went into an eatery and saw those group of friends.
An eatery?
Yeah. we call it a restaurant, Grandma.
I don't know where that came from.
Eatery. Melissa's going to be dancing in the next Six Flags commercial.
She was out running some errands. She stopped by the
eatery. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me shake my insurer and drink that.
First,
here in a
second. I got my hair cut at the barber. Then I went to the eatery.
I have to stop by the market for some potatoes.
She's got the early bird special at the eatery.
The blue hair special.
Go on. I'm listening.
Sorry, Melissa.
So anyway, so what happened was she ran into those little friends of her girl, and so we made the phone call because it was a safety issue. I mean, the mother didn't know where her daughter was, who her daughter was with, and the girl had said, you know, I'll call you when I get there, never called. So we felt, you know what, even though we don't really like doing these, we thought it was our responsibility to do that one.
It was a legitimate reason for calling, and we got a legitimate one yesterday also. Dude's down here in Atlanta, and his ex-wife is in Baltimore, and the ex-wife in Baltimore has custody of their child. And they all made an agreement that she was too young to go to spring break. And the father thought that the mother was keeping her word and not allowing their kid to go down to spring break. We found out yesterday she wasn't keeping her word at all, yet either was he. And you'll hear that in about the middle of this spring break sting operation on The Burt Show. John here wants the bus's ex-wife. What's going on, man?
I have been trying to contact my daughter, who lives up with my ex up in Baltimore. I'm down here in Atlanta for 4 days now. I call Friday, Saturday, Sunday. She's not available at home or on the cell, but every time I call, leave a message, 15 to 20 minutes later, I get a return phone call. And my ex-wife, whose name is Lynn, you know, I'm convinced is just, you know, completely negating what we agreed upon, to have her not go to spring break this year, to wait until she's in college before she can, you know, act like a horse's ass. and this is why I want that. I want her put on the spot for negating and, you know, basically just pushing what we thought was appropriate behavior for our daughter to do.
So you had a conversation with your ex-wife about this specifically, saying, look, we will not send our daughter down to spring break. That's not...
Many conversations, you know, I know what's going on. You know, I've seen Girls Gone Wild commercials and stuff, and I'm not having this for my 17-year-old child, you know? And like I said, you know, I'm a hard-ass now, but when she's in college, I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I'm down here.
So this is more just a case of... Look, we aren't with each other anymore, but we need to be united as a family when we make our decisions. And you guys, as a family, decided that she wasn't going to go down a spring break.
This is really about just me, you know, being ignored as a parental figure.
All right, John,
and it really pisses me off.
So, John, when you've been calling back to Baltimore to talk to your daughter, what's been happening?
I called this morning. Oh, here's a perfect example. I called this morning at 10 to 7 a.m., you know. I get my ex on the phone. She's telling me, oh, she's out to breakfast with her friends. And it's like, what did I fall off a turnip truck? You know, like, no one's going to get up during their week off at 6:45 or whatever to go meet your friends for breakfast.
If you could use another cliche from the 60s, I'll get...
Look, I don't
feel
know,
like I'm trapped
know,
in an episode of Laughing.
Angry still cool to say? I don't know. You know, like, I'm very angry.
John, we're just teasing.
I know, I know.
All right, you guys all in agreement that this is a phone call we can make and feel all right about it?
Yes. So how are we going to pull this off, though? We're calling the mom because well, under what pretense? We're going to call her and say, hey, we're calling mothers who cover up their for their daughters on spring break.
Instead of saying, you know, like that, we could call her and say, you know, radio station, it's spring break, and we just want to talk to parents whose kids are on spring break and how the parents feel about it. Or, some, you know, somehow twist it to where we want to talk to parents. Like, everybody talks to spring breakers. We want to talk to, you know, or I don't know.
Will that work?
Well, where's it, where does the mom live?
Baltimore.
All right, hold on one sec.
Hi, Lynn. This is Jeff from Q100 Radio. How are you? Can we talk to you? Good. Can we talk to you on the air for 2 seconds? Yes. Okay.
You gotta get her permission first.
Tough. She ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Gen 4. Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're on the radio now?
Yes, yeah. We are.
Wow.
Hey, we got your phone number from one of your friends because we've been talking about spring break here. Mm-hmm. And we want to get the perspective of a mother that has a child that's down at spring break and how you're feeling about maybe some of the things that might be going on down there.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm happy to give my ideas about it.
Because we were, you know, we kind of reminisced about, you know, this is big spring break time, and we were reminiscing about when we were at spring break.
Sure.
And then we thought is, or, you know, have things changed or things wilder? Because, you know, you hear all these news stories about people who are concerned about their kids being on spring break.
Sure.
And so that's why we're calling, to see what your perspective is.
Oh, well, you know, I think it's really, you know, depending on what the child is like. Like with my daughter, Allison, she's 17. She'll be 18 in a few months. And, you know, she's shown herself to be very responsible. And we've had lots of talks about things. And, you know, she comes to me with her, you know, questions and challenges. And her friends are great kids. I mean, I'm sure that they're, you know, they'll have a little bit to drink or whatever. But she's... before she went to Daytona with, there's 7 of her friends, I think, that went with them. We had a real long talk about, you know, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, and if she ever felt uncomfortable, just to give me a call and I, you know, get her a ticket to come back. But I've talked to her. She's having a great time, and, you know.
When did she go?
She left on Friday.
This past Friday?
Yes.
So she's in Daytona right now?
Yes.
See, I knew it. I knew it. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I can't believe you pulled this nonsense with me, Lynn. I can't believe you...
Hey, hold on.
Put her back on. We can't do that. Hey, Lynn.
Yeah?
This is a radio station, actually, in Atlanta. Uh-oh. And we have your ex-husband on the phone. And he said, well, we might as well get him on now. Hey, John.
Uh-huh.
You broke the rules.
I don't care if I broke the rules, okay? Honestly, I'm really sorry that I lied to everybody. But this is outrageous. This is outrageous, Lynn. This
John,
is outrageous.
I can't believe...
I'm beside myself that the two of you would do this.
You know what? She lives with me.
I'm not just here down in Atlanta just to sign checks to send up there, okay?
Hey, Lynn.
I do think my voice is important in this situation.
It is important, but you know what? She lives with me, and she is responsible, and I see her. I mean, she's so responsible. She's on the pill. She's...
What?
You have got to be kidding me.
No.
You've got to be kidding me.
Our daughter is almost an adult, and I feel that she should be treated as one.
Honestly, I'm about to have a drink. I swear to God.
At this hour?
Unbelievable.
I cannot believe that you
Where
don't
is she,
listen.
Daytona?
Yes, she's in Daytona.
Honestly, I swear to God, I'm seriously considering taking off a day or two. I'm going down to Daytona.
Listen,
I'm
going to
get it myself.
She's with Chrissy and Bill and Brian. They are responsible kids.
Don't tell me she's fine and she's this, she's that.
I talk to her every day. We talk twice a day.
Okay, hold on one sec. Here, Lynn, John, when he called us up, his bigger concern was that you guys need to, like, put this unified face onto your daughter, and you made an agreement that she wouldn't go down to spring break, and you took advantage of that, and you let her go.
That's... Well, you know, the thing is that all of her friends are going, and, you know, this is, like, her biggest year ever.
Oh, yeah, all
her
friends are going.
John,
God forbid, you know, we piss off a teenage girl, because she knows...
Well, you know, I don't want to ruin her senior year.
Cool,
and, you
right?
know, she would not have the experiences
cool.
all her friends would have, and, you know, I went on spring break when I was that age. I mean, I understand your concerns, but, you know, our daughter is very responsible.
Oh,
and
Lynn, please,
if we
know,
treat her as an adult, she will act like an adult.
You know what? That's really
not being responsible. Just take your head out of your ass, right?
See why maybe I'm a little more rational than he is.
Well, I can see John's point here, only in that you guys made an agreement together with your daughter, and you all three of you sat down. And you said no spring break, so. Despite everything else,
hey,
all three of you guys
Lynn,
made
what if
an
the
agreement.
Shoe was on the
hey,
other foot?
John, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You're upset, obviously, with Lynn because she broke her agreement to let your daughter go on spring break.
That's right.
But you agreed not to confront Lynn on the radio with us.
Well, you know what? I guess, hey.
Hypocrite!
I guess we're all bad people, you know?
Well, I'm not bad. That's the thing. So you just don't understand. Like, you don't see what she goes through and how responsible she is in everyday life. I mean, she is an adult. And if we don't trust her now, how are we supposed to trust her next year when she goes away to school?
This isn't about trust, okay?
But
this
it is.
Listen to me. This is about, first of all, I mean, let's put aside the issue of, I mean, you want to talk about trust. I mean, I trusted you and our daughter to, you know, to stick to the agreement, okay? I mean, what if the shoe were on the other foot? I mean, what would you just be like, oh, look, it's fine. You wanted to take her to a, I don't know, you know, like a friggin' bear hunting trip or whatever, go shoot animals. Oh, it's fine. You know, she's responsible.
We're going to let you guys go.
We're going to let you guys go at this point and talk about this off the air.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye.
The Bert Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.